Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here on Circles of Change. You know, people often ask me, so how is it you collect all these interesting guests, Zara? And I often say, well, number one, nobody is safe sitting next to me on an airplane. Certainly the power of referral from one guest to another. But I'm also onto this new technique of when I have speaking engagements, I broadcast a mobile raffle for anyone who opts into the show simultaneously in Los Angeles. The guys are watching the ticker tape go, and we select one of those numbers and say congratulations either to this individual in the audience that they can come on the show, or they could gift it to their favorite nonprofit. So Kyle Rockwood is such a guest, so welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thanks, Zara.
That's great. And he's got a great story. Like many of you unsuspecting people out there might, if I ever get a chance to meet you or you'd like to volunteer, send me an email on that regard. Let me introduce Kyle. He was born and raised in California and graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in 2005 with a degree in mechanical engineering. That's a gorgeous part of the country, so I don't know whatever incented you to finish your degree.
Yeah, it definitely became challenging the last couple of years.
I would want to stay there forever, you know. Anyway, realizing that his strengths fit into a management role more than an engineering role, Kyle shifted to work 2 years managing a fishing store in San Diego before moving to Tucson. He has found now a great career here in Tucson at Maxim Healthcare Services, truly a move from technology problem solving to the people solutions industry. He's been promoted from recruiter to manager of branch operations and recently to accounts manager, where Kyle is responsible for finding the right healthcare professionals for this rapidly expanding and changing needs of hospitals and medical affiliated organizations. Kyle and his wife Samantha have lived now in Tucson for 3 years, and they really enjoy the small community feel that we have. So again, welcome to town. Still, we can say you're somewhat of a newcomer.
Yeah, still a little new.
And still a little new. Ride that as long as you can. And then also being at Maxim Healthcare. So I want to know, first off, what did you think when I called out your phone number?
It was shock more than anything. Out of that big group of people, I couldn't believe I was the one selected.
Yeah, and then you said, you turned to your boss and said, I think I've won. And your boss was like, no way.
Yeah, he was pretty excited, too. I think he was a little jealous at first.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to show him up here today. So tell us a little bit, if you could frame, Kyle, what is Maxim Healthcare Services all about?
Well, Maxim Healthcare Services, we're probably one of the largest staffing firms in the nation regarding healthcare staffing. As far as per diem staffing, we are the largest, but we have multiple different divisions that cover everything from administrative assistance all the way up to physician placement. Our largest divisions being both in the home care and in facility staffing sectors. We really do take a lot of pride in being that partner in the community that will go ahead and allow patient care to never drop. So when nurses call out or nurses have to be laid off for certain reasons, we come in to help make sure patients are continuing to get that solid patient care.
So really, like you say, you're really an extension of the mission of the hospitals themselves, ensuring that patient care doesn't get disrupted at all.
100%. Yeah, we partner with them. We learn their visions and values. That way we can pass their visions and values down to our employees, ensuring that when they come in, we are creating solutions, positive solutions for them, and not putting people in that are going to create more problems for the system.
You know, and that's a wonderful reframing of the business that you're in, because some would say that you're just in the body movement. You know, here's a hole, find a plug, here's a hole, find it. But it's really a much bigger calling than that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've heard it termed the necessary evil out there in the industry, but for the most part, we really are partners. We come across as the folks that can really provide people that are going to come in and do a great job for these folks. And we do pride ourselves on our management skills and being able to have great client relationships, pass that along to our employees so that when they walk in, they're fully prepared and ready to have a successful shift and possibly even, you know, a successful assignment that turns into permanent placement.
Placement, yeah. We've had several, obviously, a lot of healthcare professionals on the show, in particular nurses. And, you know, the nursing profession, while it's one that evokes so much pull for young men and women, women or actually of anyone of age, that whole caregiving side, it is one tough profession that's got significant turnover. The hours, the shifts, on one hand, yes, it fits with my family lifestyle, but on another, just the exhaustive nature of it, particularly how the profession has changed in the advent of electronic data recording and other elements, that it isn't just the bedside care that a lot of these professionals find themselves having to take on.
Yeah, we're finding a huge challenge right now because you have this original generation of nurses that are probably the best patient care folks you could probably find out there, but are somewhat challenged on the technical side of things. And then you have this new wave of nurses that are coming in that are absolutely phenomenal when it comes to the technology, but not necessarily maybe the patient care aspect.
Well, they haven't just had the time in the saddle as well.
Exactly, exactly. They need to get their feet wet. And so we're at a situation right now where the healthcare industry, they really do need to team up. The younger generation needs to help this older generation with the technology side of things. And then vice versa, the older generation really does, has so much to show these younger nurses as far as patient care goes.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is you wanted to tag this segment called The Power of Identifying Strengths and Weaknesses. So I suspect one of the challenges, I know this from my own work, is that some of your top nurses that are so adept at, let's say, even both those quadrants, the technology administrative side and the patient care, now, though, are being pressed into the service of being administrators.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times we find ourselves losing twice. We lose a great nurse, and we may have an administrator that isn't well best matched. So the whole, you know, landscape for nursing as a profession, as well as the segue into the administration for these big systems now, is really at a huge inflection point.
Yeah, and on our end, what's really nice about what we get to do is a lot of times we get nurses that maybe are a little lost at a moment and don't know what they're looking for. And so we really get to interview them, really figure out where we think their strengths do lie and where we can put them. For example, you know, we do a lot of psych nursing here in Tucson with the heavy homeless environment.
Right.
And I have seen nurses that when I met them never would have thought they would be a psych nurse. And then once I get them into that opportunity and then they move forward with it, they realize that this is their calling and this is exactly what they should be doing with their nursing career. And so that's what's really exciting, is that sometimes we get to give people that little extra nudge that maybe they wouldn't have done in the past if it weren't for us.
Well, it's more than a nudge. You're actually the one holding up the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's really exciting. I've seen multiple nurses change and get into areas that they never would have thought they would be good in. But because our ability to see certain traits be successful in areas, we can definitely show them that avenue. It doesn't always work out, but when it does, it sure feels good.
Well, and I can imagine from the hospital's perspective that sooner that kind of experience gets vetted prior to someone walking in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because really your costs get, you know, about turnover and what's below the tip of the iceberg that impacts our medical system. So I can imagine that really Maxim Healthcare Services, that you are growing your company in new ways to meet both a market need, but also one that's shifting in our society, that more and more people are starting to realize, hopefully at younger ages, you know, is this all there is? I mean, shouldn't I be doing something that would come to me with ease and grace? Not that I don't have to work hard.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. And we are the ones, we partner with all of our clients. And we have a couple different ones where we've set up agreements that allow for really good temp to perm opportunities.
Got
where
it.
We're finding the right fit for the facility and the worker. I mean,
and
the,
it's almost a test drive situation before
exactly,
you're inking the deal.
Exactly. And therefore, so when they do actually hire this nurse on, the facility knows 100% that they're getting a nurse they know they can count on. And the nurse, vice versa, knows that they are 100% bought into this facility to all their mission, vision, and values. So we're creating perfect fits for our clients.
That's great. And sustainable ones, too. Ones that have the opportunity to stick.
That's it. You know, we see hospitals will go on a hiring spree,
right.
And, you know, they'll hire 50, 60 nurses. Well, out of those 50 or 60, you might get 5 or 10 that actually stick.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really
That's
scary.
That's an expensive proposition.
Very
let alone,
expensive.
Like you say, at the end goal is to provide continuous patient care.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing like, you know, having that person at the bedside to cope with a variety of things when people are in hospitals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I use the example, 35 patients on one hall. You look at a 6-to-1 nurse ratio, that's 6 nurses. One nurse calls off, all of a sudden everybody has 7 instantly. If another nurse calls off, now you're looking at some nurses having to take 8 patients, and that is getting to the point where the nurses are no longer being able to provide that care they need to be
able
to.
Well, and also the transition point between the shifts of the day, because oftentimes it's 24-hour care. Well, in that I'm a mechanical engineer, and I had the opportunity to actually recruit several times in person at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo back in the 80s and 90s. I got to ask you the question. So you put yourself through the rigors of mechanical engineering. I mean, thermodynamics, control theory, high differential equation, and you're now doing this? I mean, Oh, by the way, you took the fishing job to recover from all of that? I mean, I've got to believe people around you saying, what, are you crazy?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I actually had a professor in college who came up to be my senior year, and I had had him for 3 years, and we grew to know each other really well. He came up to me in lab, and he goes, Kyle, you know, you're a really good engineer. You do everything right. You interact in my class. You make my classes more exciting. And I was like, well, somewhere in here, he's going to come up with a but. And he says, but you're extremely social. And it took me a second.
So why should that be a but?
Why is that a problem? And he said, well, one day you're going to be a great manager. You just are going to have to deal with one-on-one with the computer for 5 or 6 years. And I want you to think about that. And through my journey, I have had a couple of chances to be an engineer and work one-on-one with a computer, and my professor was definitely right. That's not built for me. That's not my forte at all.
However, though, many of us that are recovering engineers, although I'm a very proud engineer with both a bachelor's and a master's in years of service in very large engineering organizations, that we both know, those of us on the inside, this is all about the thought process you were taught, the regimen of problem solving, the looking at the pieces and seeing beyond the pieces and seeing the gray space. And if we follow back to, you know, our conversation about what you do at Maxim Healthcare, except for the fact you might not have a calculator or a Sun Microsoft station in front of you, it's a lot of the same.
Oh, yeah. No, it's problem solving 101. That's what I learned in college, was how to problem solve, how to analyze the problem, take it, break it apart. And so now I'm just doing it with people. And from a managerial aspect, I have a working cog underneath me as well. So you're constantly figuring out how to shift people around to make sure that you can increase your efficiency of your office. Engineering at its heart is efficiency. How do we make things more efficient?
However, I would still say that when you were sitting there in thermodynamics and they were trying to explain the invisible boundary layer theory and the Venturi effect, you were saying, huh? So,
yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, what do you think some of the challenges are that are facing Maxim Healthcare Services right now? I mean, the demand must be extraordinary.
Yeah, I think a lot of times is the societal boundaries you're talking about how some people may look at this as an evil,
like a body shop.
Yeah, as something where we're just a band-aid, and we're really here much more as a long-term partner with our clients, as opposed to being that short-term fix. And that is something that Maxim Healthcare as a whole is trying to change in the industry and in the community, is kind of the way we're seen by everybody.
Well, also I would suspect some of the talents of the employees that are within Maxim Healthcare, because that could be a different set of skills that you need to have.
Oh, yeah, and being able to find the folks that are willing to be recruiters and work hard to do what we do, it is, you know, you don't go to school and get a degree in recruiting. And so that's definitely something that we're looking for, intangibles in people. I mean, we have people that we accept all majors at Maxim Healthcare. It's more the intangibles of what we're looking for, the people that are people and are willing to get out there and aren't afraid of anything.
Yeah, that's right. So what do you look for in potential employees?
My internal employees?
Now, let's say you're the ones you place.
Okay, I place.
So to give some of our listeners some inside thoughts about what criteria might make sense to be most attractive to a staffing firm such as yourself.
So on the nursing side of things, we definitely, reliability is the number one thing. And it's from a temp staffing firm side of things, that's essential, because you need somebody who can really kind of jump at go, you know, and really go and work. And so reliability is huge.
So kind of a slower than normal, or shorter than normal training period, in other words?
Yes. Well,
so some background.
And shorter than normal, maybe amount of time before you know you're working. You may get a call an hour before you need to go to work and say, I need you to go to work today. And
this would be a good problem for some of our listeners, I'm sure, who've been struggling with getting placement.
Exactly. And then the other thing is experience is absolutely essential, because you're going to get thrown into situations that maybe you haven't been in before, but you need to be able to solve those problems on your own and not be so reliant on other people around you. So very much an independent worker is huge.
Yeah. And then in terms of attracting talent to work inside your industry, mm-hmm. whether it be Maxim Healthcare Services or others that you've, you know, network with in the community.
Yeah, we are the number one thing, and I hear this word thrown around a lot, but is the entrepreneurial mindset is really yeah. big at Maxim Healthcare. Somebody who can come in and solve problems on their own and be independent thinker, but yet still willing to work as a group to take this group, take this team to a different level. We always ask ourselves, well, what are you going to bring to the team that isn't already here? Because if it's already here, we don't need you. We mm-hmm. need somebody who's going to bring something that we don't already have on our team.
And what is it that attracted you to join Maxim Healthcare Services?
Well, it was probably more of a timing thing than anything. Okay. I myself was hurt by the economy, and so I have healthcare. My dad worked for Kaiser for 35 years. I never wanted to work in a hospital. So I knew the healthcare industry was booming, mm-hmm. and this was an opportunity to affect the healthcare industry, but without being in the hospitals and without doing direct patient care. And that really excites me, the fact that I can affect it without actually putting a Band-Aid on or changing a wound or, you know, doing those actual things.
Interesting thought. That is a tangential industry, which, as we've said, with this time and change in the healthcare industry, is a booming business then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's huge. We're growing pretty rapidly. This year, we were doing some number figures, and we were some certain figures were up 150% from last year this time.
So, Kyle, by the way, for those of you who just tuned in, we're speaking with Kyle Rockwood. He's an account manager at Maxim Healthcare Services. Their website, by the way, is maximhealthcare.com, based here in Tucson, the organization based on Broadway. So what type of positions do you spend most of your time pursuing and filling and servicing within your clients?
Our number one line of business is registered nurses, so your RNs and those with acute care experience, because hospitals are the number one area that need the most help. They never shut down. Hospitals are open 24/7. But certified nursing assistants, licensed practical nurses, medical assistants, behavioral health technicians, those are our big ones there here locally in Tucson. But again, our company is getting to the point where I can now actually work with my clients on finding physician help. I'm actually working on one of our clients right now, finding them a physician, and we had somebody interview from Pittsburgh the other day.
Right, so it's a national web.
Exactly.
And with Tucson being such an appealing place to live, we shovel snowshine every day of the year. One of our guests coming up is from Chicago, and he was giving us the weather report of just a week ago, and we all just sat here grinning, that it's an easy sell in some regard. But on the other side, of course, we all are smaller metro areas, so there's some other things you need to, you know, walk through with prospects.
Yeah, the challenges are definitely the size of our market in Tucson. Yeah, yeah. It's such a small, tight community that everybody seems to know everybody. And so
You can run, but you can't hide.
Exactly. You can hide for a little bit, but mm-hmm. normally you're going to get uncovered. and there's definitely that feeling here in Tucson. That being said, one of the areas we've been focusing on is trying to bring people into our market from outside of Tucson, because it is so beautiful. And the way the seasonality works here in Tucson, that's the exact time that the help is needed here is in the wintertime.
Right now
is when we need the most help, because all the hospital census around town are through the roof. They can't handle the staffing because of the census going up. And they would rather work a temporary nurse than have to go through the hiring.
The hiring costs.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, but on the flip side, you know, we really welcome different professionals coming from around the country, because they're going to bring new ideas, mm-hmm. different ways of doing business, skills, bridging access to other technology, you name it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've met some wonderful people from all across the country, and that's another reason why I love my job. I moved somebody here from Indiana because her daughter started going to U of A, and she wanted to come out and be with her daughter while she was going to school, and I was able to help her get her foot in the door in Tucson so she could make that move.
Yeah.
Again, certain things like that. I mean, and that happens on a day-by-day basis with Maxim.
And so you see the breadth of exposure, like you've said, for you, and the people touch that you can affect families, not just your individual clients and the hospitals and medical buildings that you're placing people into.
That's 100% it. I mean, I'm affecting people's lives all around, whether you're in a bed at a hospital or if you're just trying to find a job in Tucson. Mm-hmm. We are absolutely making lives better around the community.
So tell us, you know, before we run out of time, any major ahas, I wasn't expecting that to happen type experience since you've been in this role and at Maxim.
You know, the area that is the most surprising to me is how much it is needed and how much the facilities actually do want it there. And the they're...
So you're not a stopgap, in other words. So really, they're coming close to give you an office adjunct to their HR department, probably from which you can operate.
That is, there are times where that's starting to happen across the country. Mm-hmm. There are places where the companies
the surge
are coming
is
in.
Looking,
So yeah, that's probably the most surprising part for me. When I first started, I didn't realize it was going to be as big of a market, that it is just huge. And if you can create the right relationships with the client, then yeah, that is, they want this help. They need this help.
Well, I would imagine as well with, 78 million of us baby boomers, although we all want to work or be active until our 90s, that nonetheless the whole home health care business must be opening wide open, as well as another field for you folks.
Yeah, home care is definitely growing crazy right now. Home care has got one of those things where we're going to see regulations to change a lot right now, which is going to change the entire industry. And that's one of the areas where Maxim is trying to stay on the forefront of, is being in front of those regulations. And for the longest time, there was no regulations in this industry, and now it's coming, which it's needed. By all means, it's needed, and I think Maxim definitely is going to be on the forefront of that.
That's great. Well, I couldn't say it any better. Of course, we've got a guest coming up where he's going to talk about the prepared mind, and it sounds like Maxim Healthcare Services prepares in advance for those kind of changes. So
that's it. Always looking forward.
Always looking forward. Well, Kyle Rockwood, thank you very much. I am so glad that you participated in our mobile raffle and volunteered in many regards for this fun experience. I think that your leadership team should be all the more proud and grateful to have you part of Maxim as well.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunities. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. You have a great balance of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.